1021 FM and 1350 ESPN.
Des Moines sports leader.
And that one's gone!
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
The following show on 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN Des Moines is paid for by Outdoors Tradition TV, LLC.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan, brought to you in part by our friends out of Three Rivers Boat and RV Storage. Hope everyone's having a great Saturday morning all across the good old U.S. of A. Morning, Scotty down there in Oklahoma. He's always on there. He pops on there quick. He's fast on there. Show's brought to you a little bit by Three Rivers Boat and RV Storage down in Carlisle. $60 a month gets you 1 month free when you sign up for a year. You get a 12 by 50 assigned spot, secure gates, 24/7 secured cameras, discounts for multiple spots. Just call Tracy, Dick, or Danielle at 515-822-1362, 515-822-1362, and they'll get you an appointment and you'll be on your way. They're good people down there, nice and clean, good place to keep your gear. I keep my trailer and stuff down there. Haven't had any issues, knock on wood, so good folks down there. Good morning, Brant. Heading to the app. We're not on the app today, Brant. Don't head to the app. The app on Saturday mornings is when, if we're going to pull off of a regular radio, well, then we'll be live on the app. Saturday mornings is last week's show. Is that confusing?
It's a way to catch up on what happened last week, you know?
Well, we can't simulcast on the app is the problem.
That's just the thing.
On here. So that's the only thing. So anyway, hey, Fish and Dave, good morning. Morning, Steve Martin. I meant 1350. Thanks, Brant. That's okay, buddy.
Well, hey, soon, you know, at some point, yes, we will be on the app. So technically, you're not wrong. You're just a little bit ahead of us.
Yeah, I mean, Wednesdays is live on the app.
Wednesdays you can listen, is great,
yeah,
live, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that. But yeah, Saturday mornings, we're still live on Facebook and 1350 ESPN. So we're going to talk walleyes, turkey, and a whole bunch of other stuff. You know what? I forgot my phone, and I was going to call Jim Coffey or text him to ask him a question, and I can't do that. And I hate to call him on a Saturday morning when I already ambush call him enough as it is. 1 week till the walleye challenge begins. Yeah, Richard, I'm going to talk about that. You just settle down. Whoa there, mister. You just settle down. Good morning. Good morning, Richard. Richard! Boy, Anita Joe liked that Bigfoot show. We had a great Bigfoot show on Wednesday. You know, Wednesday nights, if you don't listen to the app, we've done a show for the last year called Unknown Files. Has it been a year or 2 years?
It's been just over a year.
Just over a year.
Yeah.
So we talk about ghosts and Bigfoot and UFOs, and I get guests from all over the country on. And we had a wonderful lady. Her name is Arla Colquette Williams, I think is her full name. But she's been in a couple Bigfoot documentaries, national documentaries. And she had an experience with a juvenile Bigfoot when she was growing up. And it was a great show. I really liked she's a super nice lady. I told everybody, listen, you don't have to agree and you don't have to accept this. I mean, I can't say 100% that Bigfoot's real, even though I believe what they're telling me, though. I don't think they're lying to me, okay? And I won't put them on the radio if I think they're full of barbecue sauce. But I love her. And I said, if just be nice and respectful, otherwise I'm going to hit you over the head with a cast iron skillet. You know, she's just a nice lady, man.
Yeah.
She goes, Dan, if you want to come down to Oklahoma, I'll show you where these are, where these creatures hang out, or these people. She calls them people. And I said, Arla, when I get through turkey season hunting, turkey hunting, I might just drive down here. If you can show me or let me hear a Bigfoot, she goes, well, I can't guarantee anything. But, you know, I said, well, Daryl Adams is down there too. Daryl's a friend of mine who has seen him in Oregon, and he's a super nice guy. And so if I could maybe spend a day or two with Daryl and Arla, I might do that just to go down there and see if I can hear or see anything. Be neat if I did. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Tony. Tony. Norlander Socks has got a big 30% sale going on this weekend. Norlander socks. If you're going to buy socks for turkey season, for Mother's Day coming up, Father's Day, I would hop on Norlander Sock Company's website and buy them this weekend. 30% off. And I'm not doing a contest. They're just 30% off. How about that? Oh, well, so far so good. I think Drake won.
Yeah.
And Iowa State won.
Yep, both men and women on that front.
That ladies, Iowa State ladies, was a heck of a comeback. I actually watched that.
I unfortunately will admit that I saw 20 down, and I went, you know what, I got to turn somewhere else. I went, I can't. It's hard when you've seen something like that before, and you just don't want to see the agony of that kind of defeat from your teams. But I really wish I would have stuck around. Crooks has been obviously one of the gems of the college basketball season in terms of women's. I know we talk a lot of Caitlin Clark, but gosh, I mean,
I like that Caitlin.
Iowa State and Iowa have two of the, I think, premier players in the game right now.
Good morning, Chuck. Thank you, Bob Wright. Good morning. Good to see you. Good to see you, everybody. Yes, she did. Richard says she loves the Spooky Files. It's not Spooky Files. It's Unknown Files, Richard. Richard. Richard.
Don't run away from your feelings.
Don't run. Yeah, I like that. That's a good one. Yeah. Fat man in a little coat. Yeah, absolutely. Walleyes are spawning. I don't know what this weather is doing with the turkeys. I'm kind of, in a way, I'm kind of glad we got the cold weather because it's got, I would think the hens would be slowing down with the breeding right now, because I don't know if those eggs are going to be viable. Now, I could be wrong. That's why I was wanting to get a hold of Jim and ask him. But, man, I tell you, if it was going to stay warm like it was, I was getting a little worried about four season in Iowa for turkey hunting. I'm telling you. 8 o'clock, we got Dave Bloom from JLM Shooter Supply and Crossroads. A little gun talk today at 8 o'clock. I'm looking forward to that. No smoking, Joe. You'll get the... I'm going to do... what did I tell him I was going to do? Oh, a Mr. Haney. I'm going to do a Mr. Haney from Green Acres commercial for Smokin' Joe's.
There you go.
Yeah. Mr. Douglas. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm on board for that.
Yeah, I'm a little Mr. Because I think last time I did Foghorn Leghorn. And I go, if I can make fun of you for a minute and a half, Joe, I'll do it for you. That's fine. Well, for the men's, it was good if you aren't from Kentucky. Yeah, I saw Kentucky, Bill. I saw they lost. Wisconsin lost, too.
Hey, I'm now a big fan of Oakland, you know. I go Oakland, go Bears.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, Wisconsin. I listened to that game falling asleep last night. That was, I couldn't believe they lost. Chris, you're right. That's going to shut the morels down, too, for a little bit. Yeah. I know they're popping in Missouri already, though. They were. Hey, I got a nice card today. I walked in the studio, and I got a little thank you card, and it is from our friend Paula Cox, and she said, "Dear Outdoors Dan, wow, absolutely love the Iowa Wild hockey jersey. A great prize from a great show. Listen every Saturday morning. Really enjoy your program. Again, thanks for the Golden Brett and Outdoors Dan made me very happy. P.S. No prizes for me for 30 days. When the listeners tell you that they're not eligible for 30 days for prizes when they win, you know you're doing your job. Paula, thank you, hon. I'll keep that. I really appreciate that. Always precious or treasure the thank you stuff. I got a, when Muzzy died, my friends up in Northeast Iowa sent me a, I think it was a $10 or $15 check, and for in honor of Muzzy, my yellow lab, to donate to a charity. And you know, I still have that hanging on the refrigerator. I won't cash it. It just means a lot to me that a listener would do that to me for me. You know. Good morning, Eric. Good to see you. So, all right. So, walleyes are spawning. And Richard alluded to this. We got the Midwest Walleye Challenge. Give me a thumbs up if you know what the Midwest Walleye Challenge is on Facebook Live. If you don't know what it is, it was the Iowa Walleye Challenge, but now they've increased this to like 12, 13 states plus two provinces in Canada. So what you do is you go to your phone and you download the MyCatch app on your Google, your Android, or your iPhone. It's free to download, and then you can enter a 2-week contest no matter where you're fishing at. If say like Iowa, you can go on there. Now you can sign up for $25 and you're eligible for cash prizes, or you can do the free category and just get gear and other stuff. You don't have to spend money. You don't. You can go fish rivers, lakes. It doesn't matter where you go. Whenever you catch a walleye, you take your bump board and you measure your butt. You show a picture of you measuring your walleye, and then you upload that picture to the website or to that app. And then that data goes right to our fisheries department. This is a really cool thing. They're working, these people that are in Canada that are running this, they're sharing all the analytical data with all of our fisheries across the country. So what is that going to do for us? One, it's going to give us more time to fish on the water and have fun, maybe win something. Two, you're going to help your fisheries biologists with a whole bunch of analytical data. So they're going to know what to stock, when to stock. It doesn't share where the numbers you're fishing. That doesn't go out there. So your secret spots still keep your secret spots. But I'm just telling you, this is a pretty cool thing. And it starts March 30th and runs through June 30th. I'm going to do it. Now, you know why I'm going to do it? If you go out and go fishing, good morning, Billion. Good morning, Scott, Bob, Richard. I would be happy to ask any questions about this. Yeah, Richard cleaned up, man. He won money and prizes and everything. Yeah, Richard Grimes is on our Facebook live stream right now. Ask Richard. He'll tell you. This is not a gimmick, and you don't have to worry about this. This is totally safe, all right? Otherwise, I wouldn't promote it. I'm just telling you, it's really cool. It goes through June 30th. But you go, say you go to Brushy Creek and go fishing, and you don't catch anything. That's okay. You just go to the app and you upload. You didn't catch anything. You still got a chance of winning some prizes. Is that not cool? As much as I get skunked, I'm going to take advantage of that. Trust me. Because if I can win for being having bad luck, I think that's awesome. I really do. It's the MyCatch app. Go check it out. And like I said, this really, really helps a lot of our DNRs. I'm going to have Jeff Kapaska, our DNR's fishery biometrician or matrician, however you say that. I'm going to have Jeff on again in a couple weeks, and we'll talk about that. So. Richard, heck yeah, fish anyway, not shoot for some free stuff. Well, I'm always good. If I get a chance to win some swag, Richard, I'm going to do that. I always give swag away. I would like to win something once in a while. You know, I never win though.
Yeah, I don't either.
I go to dinners and stuff and I never win nothing. I can't remember the last time I won something. Crazy. Let's see, 613 and some change. So, turkeys are gobbling. I talked to Hilly down in Kansas. I'll probably start my turkey hunting trips in Kansas. The turkeys are separating up pretty good. It's been warmer and nicer down there. But they're definitely breeding, doing their thing. So I think first season's going to be pretty good here in Iowa or Missouri and Illinois, Kansas, Ohio, wherever you are in the Midwest. I don't know about Minnesota or Wisconsin. They're getting hammered with snow. So that's probably going to shut them down a while. I'm just guessing. Right, Andrew? What are you over there doing? He's over there fidgeting with his phone.
Making sure everything's working on the app.
Yeah. Oh, is the app working?
I had someone message me that they couldn't hear it on the app, but
you hear it?
All is good now. I got a confirmation.
They couldn't hear the app play?
It was a phone issue on their end.
It was a phone issue on their end.
Yeah. Sometimes with apps, I know it sounds simple, but a simple refresh, even of your phone. So it's always good to always check that before you ask.
Yeah, you know what? And I got like 45 people emailing me screenshots this week for the secret listener contest.
That's great.
It doesn't hurt to go in there and delete the app and then reapply it or just refresh it.
Yep. And that's what I was telling
you. Don't delete it. Refresh it.
Refresh it is always a good thing to do because sometimes it just gets caught in a loop.
You too, Jeff. Have a good weekend, buddy. Good morning, Gary. Weather, water temps not cooperating. Yeah, they are pretty fired up in Oklahoma. Scotty, I believe that, buddy. I'm telling you, man, turkeys are crazy right now. I can't wait. I'm so ready to go turkey. So I'll be turkey hunting the 5th, 6th of April, somewhere in there. So it's going to be fun. Going to be fun. Public invited to meet discussing campground renovations at Brushy Creek. I'll tell you what. Let me take a break. I'll tell you more about that when we come back. Oh, you know what? Before I break. So I need two more people. I got three people that have bought bait caddies. Baitcaddies.com. Okay? That's that really cool bait system that you can use ice fishing or open water fishing. Here's the deal. I said for the first 10 people that did this, I'm going to draw a winner. The winner is going to get a pair of Itasca hunting boots. And Weeby Knives saw what I was doing, and they jumped on and said that they're going to give away a fillet knife set, a couple different fillet knives that they make. So you buy a bait caddy for like $39. You got a chance of winning $140 worth of stuff. And right now, there's only three people in the drawing. So here's what I'm going to do. I want to get this over and done with this weekend. I need just two more people to buy a bait caddy, okay? Go to baitcaddy.com and then email me a copy of the receipt. That's all you need to do. Just email me and say, hey, Dan, here's my receipt from Bait Caddy. It's outdoorsdan@mac.com. Outdoorsdan@mac.com. And as soon as I get five people to do that, I'm going to draw a winner. So I use mine twice and love it. I would really recommend it, Randy Munson says. There you go, Randy Munson. They're nice because you can put them in your live well. You can put them on side of the boat or your kayak. You can put, if you're bank fishing, throw them in there. Keeps your bait. It's clear. You can throw them in your live well and keeps your bait separated from your fish that you got in there. And it's all made in the U.S. Bob makes them in Minnesota, so you don't have to worry about them not going to hold up to whatever you're going to throw at them. They're good stuff, and that's why we promote them, Bait Caddy. Bait Caddy, bait, CADDY.com. All right, I'll be right back.
Going fishing is something we look forward to all week. We all want to be better at it and use the best gear available. Gear that will help us feel the bite better and give superb casting performance. Well, when it comes to sensitivity and longer casts, Trika has people talking. Trika rods are scientifically proven to be more sensitive with their unique weave design, as much as two times as sensitive as other costly rod brands. Trika casting performance will give you up to 26% longer cast to keep your bait in the strike zone longer. Trika knows you work hard for your money, and they want to give you a rod that will cast longer and let you feel the bite better without putting the bite on your wallet. Trika rods are significantly less than other high-end rods available. They offer a one-year no-questions-asked guarantee. Trika rods can be returned for any reason up to 1 year after purchasing. They also come with a limited lifetime warranty. If you want to see what has anglers talking, go check out Trika rods at Trika.com. That's T-R-I-K-A.com.
Hello, this is Dave from JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale. We are a full-service gun shop that specializes in helping you find the right firearm for your needs. We carry new and used firearms for all shooting disciplines, from self-defense to shooting enthusiasts, as well as folks who like to hunt. We have recently expanded our store to better serve your needs. We still accept trades on all types of guns, but we'll also look at any firearm you might wish to sell or put on consignment. JLM Shooter Supply carries firearms to meet any budget, and we can even special order items for those who like to add higher-end guns to their collection. JLM also has a full-time gunsmith on board that can help with all your gun repair needs. So from ammo and hearing protection to gun cleaning kits, holsters, and sights, we handle it all at JLM Shooter Supply in Urbandale. Please stop by and see us at 6931 Douglas Avenue in Urbandale or call us at 515-331-1577. That's 515-331-1577.
In these times when a lot of us are working from home, it's even more important to make sure your home is the right temperature and comfortable. Now is a great time to call the experts at Wyckoff Heating and Cooling at 287-6000 to schedule a check on your current heating and cooling systems. Is your house too dry and giving your family issues? A Honeywell dehumidifier system installed with your AC heating system can solve that issue right away. Wyckoff Heating and Cooling is a family-owned and operated business that has been serving Iowa residents and businesses for over 70 years. They offer 24-hour service and programs like the Peace of Mind Plan for less than $15 a month. So if you want more time on the water or in the woods this year, please call the folks at Wyckoff Heating and Cooling for any of your home or business heating and cooling needs. One call to Wyckoff Heating and Cooling will bring you peace of mind under your roof every day.
At American Family Life Insurance, we know that protecting your family's financial future is a priority, and life insurance is an easy way to help make that happen. You'll feel good knowing you've taken steps to protect what matters most if you were to pass away. Plus, life insurance is often more affordable than you think. Let's talk about options that fit you. Contact Darren Islander, agent at 515-964-7575 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They're one of America's favorite fish to go after. Whether you call them old paper mouth or a slab, folks love to chase after the tasty crappie. And the folks at purecrappie.com are waiting to help you limit out your next fishing trip. Whether you dip, troll, or cast for them, purecrappie.com has the baits, tackle, and apparel every crappie angler will appreciate. So before you head to your favorite fishing hole, head on over to purecrappie.com. That's purecrappie.com. They will help you catch more fish.
Taping your own hunts is an exciting way to capture the moment. Fourth Arrow camera arms can help you video easier in the field. They're extremely lightweight, durable, and easy to pack. Their patented shoulder system is also very adaptable to any tree or ground blind setup. The bases are affordable and easy to set up for various wind directions. Multiple camera arms are available, including the Stiff Arm, Stiff Arm Pro, and Stiff Arm Elite. They're made of high quality aluminum or carbon, depending on what you choose. For ground blind hunters, there's the tripod and monopod options. They're quiet and maneuver easily within the blind. All models can handle Consumer Pro video and perform quietly in the field. You can even custom pick your setups with Fourth Arrow camera arms. If you're looking to tape your hunts this season, check out FourthArrowCameraArms.com. Outdoors Dan approved for the field for great video action.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN. Hope everyone's having a good Saturday all across the good old U.S. of A. So this weekend, I actually finalized this last night. I've gotten, over the last year and a half, I've gotten a lot of calls or emails from veterans groups because I speak about vets and stuff a lot. I am a vet, very honored to be a vet, even though I didn't do much in my service. I think the most dangerous thing I did in my service was eat SOS for breakfast. And put moleskin on the Marines when I was chasing after them. So I was a Navy corpsman with the Marines out, and I was a field medic with the Marines. So it was great duty, man. I miss riding in the helicopters. That was one of my favorite things, but it was good duty. But anyway, long story short, so I get a lot of people reaching out wanting me to do donations and stuff. And, you know, listen, I wish I could help everybody. Andrew and I talk about this a lot. I actually own the show. ESPN does not pay me to do this show. When I was over at WHO, they didn't pay me to do the show. I own the show. I have to buy the time. I've got to take care of all the prizes, the partnerships, everything. And it's expensive to put a weekly show on, but I'm very honored to get to do it. And the problem is, I just don't have a big operating budget I'm not the Tonight Show. I wish I was. If I was, I'd do everybody, help everybody if I had that kind of a budget, but I just don't. So I got wind of this group called Mo Vets Outdoors last year. My buddy that does the show with me, you're well. Yeah, Tim, it was my honor. Trust me. So my buddy Dan Brellers, who has been doing the Sunday night show with me in St. Louis on the Big 550 down there. Dan's been doing that radio show with me for 26 years, and we've been on the air forever down there. And he actually got invited by Anthony Larson, who's one of the board members from Movet Outdoors last year. I think it was to go on a dove hunt and a waterfowl hunt. Dan's a big waterfowl guy, and he loves to go dove hunting. So Dan was telling me how organized these guys are and how they're taking out doing all this stuff, and they're doing fishing tournaments for vets. They're doing all these different hunts, and they're going to be building an archery range. And you know me, I love bow hunting and shooting a bow, so my radar went up a little bit. And long story short, I had Anthony on as a guest last year for half an hour or so, and I was very impressed with what they're doing and their passion and their focus on veterans issues and trying to make sure that they're servicing vets and giving them a quality of life experience and help them with PTSD and other issues that a lot of vets suffer from. So I've watched them grow. I've watched them grow over the last year, and they're building a lodge right now. They just got through putting in an archery range, and they've got a lot of plans, and they're going to be taking vets from all over the country out on these hunting, fishing, other excursions. And I called Anthony up and I said, hey, you know, I'm going to just nip this in the bud, and I want to find one group that I can partner with that I can continue my mission and still help vets and just have a good relationship with an organization that I know is doing some good things. And I can feel safe and secure about sending listeners there, or if I got a vet that reaches out and they're looking for someone that they can go and do an experience with, I just want that kind of a partnership. So Anthony and I talked for a while, and long story short, he talked to all the board, and he called me last night, and we are now going to be very honored to be partnering with Movet Outdoors. Did I say that right, Andrew?
I'll give you credit. Huh? At least the try. It was a good try.
Well, I'm saying that right, right?
Yeah, no.
Movet Outdoors, right?
Yeah, just confidence.
It's Movet Outdoors. Tim, am I saying that right? Because I got Tim on here. He's headed to MVOV event as you are speaking. Tim, it's Movet Outdoors, right? Yeah. Go look them up on Facebook. But anyway, we're gonna be promoting them. You'll hear about them every week on the show starting in April. We're gonna have Anthony and some of the other board members on the show throughout the year as guests. And if you're a vet in Iowa and you're looking for some place to go experience some outdoor stuff, I want you to go on Facebook and go like Movet Outdoors. And yes, sir. Thank you, Tim. And then that way you can start. And when I talked to Anthony about this, I said, listen, I'm going to reach out to some of my partners, my other partners, like Gearhead Archery and Flex Fletch, Game Hide, Sportsman's Warehouse, and some of the, and see if we can't do like codes for anybody that becomes, what did Anthony tell me? Hey, Joey, how's it going, buddy? I think he says they call them grinders. Team members, they call them grinders. I think that's what he said. I said, if someone becomes a team person or a team member, I want to be able to put something there or put something where they can, if they want a bow, Gearhead will give them 25-30% off a bow, or Game Hide will give them 20% off, or Flex Fletch. If they need veins or adhesive or lit knocks or whatever, they can get 20% off, or fan lock from like Velvet Antler Technologies, you know, get 15 or 20% off. So Anthony said, that would be awesome if we could do that. And I said, well, I picked up the phone and I called Skippy at Gearhead, and Skip is going to help them out. And I just think that's one of the neatest things. Grinders, they are the workhorses. Thank you, Tim. I just think it's a good thing. That way, you know, people are getting an experience. They're supporting that organization, and they're getting something back for that. They're getting, you know, it's stuff that they normally would buy anyway. For the handicapped or disabled veterans that go on these things, Gearhead bows are awesome for that. because they're 24 inches long or 20 inches long, axle to axle. So if you got somebody that is in a track chair or whatever, you know, a longer axle bow, they're going to have trouble drawing that bow. Where if a gearhead, that's money. That's going to work great. And Skip's crossbows are just geared. I hate to say it that way. Geared. You see what I did there? They're geared for that as well. So this is going to be a lot of fun. They got a lot of neat events coming up, so we're going to be telling you about that. Again, Andrew and I are very honored to be partnered with Movets Outdoors, and we'll be talking about them on this show. On Wednesday's show, we'll have them on throughout the year a couple times, and then on Sunday night on the Big 550 as well. So stand by and be prepared for some awesome stuff. So to Anthony and all the board members, thank you for trusting us to help communicate about your organization around the country, and we look forward to the partnership. So there you go. What do you think, Andrew?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, there you go. That's
the goal, right?
That's the goal. Public invited to a meeting discussing campground renovations at Brushy Creek. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources will host an open house on April 9th to discuss upcoming campground improvements at Brushy Creek. The meeting is scheduled from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Iowa DNR Prairie Resource Center at Brushy Creek Road, and staff can be on hand to answer your questions. The DNR is planning to make the campground improvements to the north Equestrian Campground, Beach Compound, and South Equestrian Campground. Proposed improvements include 50-amp electrical service, new water lines, full hookup campsites, and other layout design improvements, including the parking lot. So go check that out. Good morning, John. How are you doing this morning, buddy? Good to see you. You're welcome, Tim. Charlie Monday, good morning, Dan, from the Collegiate Shotgun National Championship in San Antonio. Thank you, veterans. What we get to do what we do because of you. Charlie Mundy, I love you even more, buddy. Charlie's my buddy over there at Grandview University. Go Vikes. And we're a very honored partner with them as well to promote their trap shooting and their archery organizations over there. And we got a new show on the app, on the Outdoor Call Radio app, every Monday, Shot Talk. That's the teams over there at Grandview University's new show. Check that out every Monday. It's on several times, and we appreciate those guys very much. Charlie, love you, buddy. All right, let me take a quick break. I'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
Hey, are you in the market for a new RV this year? Here's a place to help you start looking for that new travel partner for your next vacation or outdoor adventure. Head on over to the friendly folks at Imperial RV Center in Ankeny. Imperial RV has been serving Iowa camping enthusiasts for 50 years. They carry pull-behind or fifth-wheel RVs from Sprinter, Hideout, Passport, and Alpine. They now carry SMC horse trailers that have built-in living quarters for rodeo and horse lovers. Imperial RV also features a full-service center ready for any repair that your RV might have. Imperial RV can finance on-site to help you with all your financing needs. They also have a full-service parts department for anything you might need to keep your camper going. They're open Monday through Saturday, located at 1727 South Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny, Iowa. Please call them at 515-964-1424 or check them out online at imperialrvcenter.com. That's imperialrvcenter.com. Imperial RV Center in Ankeny, making memories to last a lifetime.
Our dogs are part of the family, and we want to protect them at all times. Do you live in an area that you want to keep open and not have a traditional fence to protect your pet? No worries. Call Chris at Pet Stop of Des Moines. Chris Spoltra is the owner of the Pet Stop franchise in the Des Moines area and has been keeping pets safe for over 19 years. A Pet Stop system will not only keep your pet from leaving your desired area outside, but can also be set up to keep your pet out of areas in your home. The Pet Stop system is underground, keeping your property open and easy to maintain. Plus, with a friendly user app on your phone, you can customize the Pet Stop system to help your dogs enjoy their playtime and stay safe at the same time. For more information on how to protect your buddy and keep your home looking great, call 515-975-2190 or go online at PetStop.com. Pet Stop of Des Moines. Outdoors Dan recommended and Raven approved.
Hi, this is Dr. Don Gilbert from New Life Counseling Services with offices in West Des Moines and Ankeny, Iowa. I know things can be tough in the world today. I see it every day. People dealing with relationship issues, parenting struggles, anxiety, depression, or folks just looking for a new direction or plan in their life. If you find yourself struggling and are looking for someone to help you find answers to a better relationship, a marriage, or just helping with everyday stress, please consider calling me at New Life. We offer a family-friendly, straightforward approach to helping you to get through the layers of stress that can be harmful to your health, relationships, and your work. The staff at New Life offer one-on-one sessions that get right to the heart of the matter. We work with you so you can discover better choices on how to handle the issues you might be dealing with in your life. When you're looking for someone to listen to you, we're here. Please consider calling us for a confidential appointment at New Life, 515-225-4006 in West Des Moines, or 964-5003 in Ankeny. Also find us 24/7 at newlifecounseling.com. We are here to help you when you need us.
Hey guys, Outdoors Dan here. Do you have a message that you need help getting out, or do you need help promoting your business? If you do, we need to have a chat. You ever thought about letting your vehicle do the promotion while you're out driving around town? If you haven't, let's talk a little bit about Chase Decals in Ames, Iowa, and what they can do for you. I just got my truck wrapped up at Chase Decals in Ames, and they did an amazing job. Josh, Bob, and the staff took the time to find out exactly what my needs were, what my goals were going to be, and they went to work designing a wrap that just pops off my ZR7. Now, wherever I go, folks will be talking about the Outdoor Call Radio Network. If you need help getting your message out or showing people what exactly your business does, I want you to pick up the phone and call Josh at 515-292-6466. That's 515-292-6466. Or go online to chasedecals.com and start planning your campaign today.
Let's talk about a story, an Iowa story about a dream that took several years to come true in Osceola, Iowa. It's the story of Revelton Distilling Company. These fine distilled whiskeys, gins, and vodkas were born from the labor of Rob and Christina Taylor. It's amazing hearing the customers' descriptions of how unique each bottle looks and how each spirit tastes and satisfies with every sip. From the honey whiskey to the whiskey and cream, or the robust mulberry gin, American gin, or vodkas, Revelton Distilling visitors can't believe the flavor profiles the mixologists are creating at the distillery every day. Revelton Distillery is open Wednesday through Sunday in Osceola. They're located at 1400 West Clay Street, right off I-35. Revelton Distillery fine spirits are also available at your local grocery and other retailers around Iowa. Please check them out online at reveltondistillery.com or visit them at the distillery. If it's time to celebrate or just time to sit back and unwind, well, then it's time for a Revelton moment.
You're listening to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN. All right, so I need to ask everybody while I got you on here, and if you want to call in and talk to Andrew, or if you don't want to come on the air, you could just tell Andrew what your opinion is on this. So we partnered with Gearhead Archery, right? So I've got a deal going on because a lot of folks have never heard of Gearhead Archery, and they've been around for several years. Great bows. I would not have partnered with them if they weren't a top-notch archery bow. And Skippy, the owner, and I, we've been best friends for over 20 years, and they have some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the industry. I mean, people that buy them love them. So I did a thing out at Archery Field and Sports. I said, for the first 10 people that come out and buy a gearhead at Archery Field and Sports through Mark, they're going to get like $300 off the bow. And then for the first four people, I'm going to give them a Tacticam Reveal X Pro camera, okay? And then out of the 10, I'm going to give away a $1,400 turkey hunt. I said $1,600 the other day. It's actually $1,400 to Slim Knox County Whitetails for 2025, a three-day fully guided turkey hunt. Well, Mark's been in Newfoundland or Greenland, one of the two, and he's been out of the country, but I don't think anybody's went out there to order a bow yet. So I need to know, I've got that hunt from that turkey hunt for next year. And then I've got two archery whitetail hunts to give away for next year. One out to Chris's place in Missouri, which is an over-the-counter tag. And that's going to be your food, your lodging, your hunt. That's a $4,000 hunt, okay? I've got that to give away for next year. And then Donovan, my buddy in Kansas, the world-famous, soon-to-be Hall of Famer, he's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame for outfitting, is going to, he gave me a late-season archery hunt to Kansas for 2025 or until you draw. So that's $10,000 in deer hunts. I'm headed to Knox County next month. There you go, John. Chris and Annette are just awesome people, John. If you haven't met them yet, you're going to love them. So here's what I'm asking. If that turkey hunt is not enough to get you, now to me, that would have got me off the couch and went, and I would have bought, if I was going to get a new bow, that would have got me going anyway. If I'd known I was going to save $300, and if I was one of the first four people to know I was going to get a $150 trail camera and a chance at a $1,400 hunt, that would have been good. So if that doesn't get you excited, I want to know about it, okay? If you don't think that's an awesome deal, I mean, I can take the turkey hunt off and do something else to give that away, because if we're going to give that away, I thought about maybe doing a spring and fall hunting package where a winner might win a turkey hunt and a deer hunt. That'd be like $9,000 in hunts. I thought about doing that. I need to know what's going to get you excited and get you either calling Mark at Archery Field and Sports, because you can do this over the phone. You don't have to live in Iowa to do this. You can do this from over the country. I want to know what's going to get you to buy a gearhead, because that's my job. My job is to inform and educate people about gearhead archery is the most adjustable bow out there. It's a great hunting bow. It's a great target bow. And they make one of the best crossbows in the country. What is going to get you fired up? Should I leave it like it is? Should I try to do something else? Or maybe should I do the trail cameras and maybe give away a HR500 Ozonics ozone generator with a remote control? That's like $300 or $400 right there. I don't care. Whatever it takes to get you guys fired up, I'll do. But I thought that turkey hunt deal was a good deal. So I need to know. You can call. You can tell me here on Facebook Live. You know, you tell me what you think. Should I leave it like it is? Should I switch it up and do something different? Because one of those deer hunts this fall, we're going to do a doe hunting contest where if you go out and you shoot a doe and you tag or you do the recovery, I'm going to have you FaceTime Skip at Gearhead and do the recovery, and then we're gonna give away one of those deer hunts to someone that does that. I can't imagine more than 30, 40 people doing that. So your odds of winning a $5,000 hunt is going to be pretty good. So that's one of the things we're going to do, and we'll talk more about that in June or July or August when we get closer to hunting season. But I'm just asking, folks, what do you want me to do? Because I'm going to leave it up to you, but I need to know, because if someone goes and buys a bow this week, I can't change it because that wouldn't be fair to them. So I'm going to check in with Mark, and if we don't have a gearhead sold by next week or on order, then I might change the contest up. Andrew, you're my witness. I said this on national radio.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Nobody's saying nothing. Nobody. It's okay. I want your input. If I didn't want it, I wouldn't ask.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, 642. We got the big, the iCubs game. Oh, secret listener contest winner of the week. And thank you for everybody that sent me a screenshot. If you're just tuning in for the first time and you don't know what I'm talking about. So we got the Outdoor Call Radio app. That's the app I started 2 years ago. Has it been 2 years or going on three?
It's going on three.
Going on three already? Wow, well, 3 years already.
Yeah.
So we actually own our own radio station now. It's called the Outdoor Call Radio. It's an online radio station. So you just go on your phone, whether you got an Android or an iPhone, and you go to your app store and you put in the Outdoor Call Radio, and it'll pop up. It's free to download. It's free to listen.
And you can do it on your computer as well, either of those.
Yeah, if you go to theoutdoorcallradio.com, that's the website, you can actually listen on the homepage. There's a player there. You don't have to download anything. You can just listen online. So, but, where was I going with this?
I don't know.
I got too many things in my mind right now.
I mean, the secret listener.
Oh, the secret listener. Yeah. So, thank you, Andrew.
Yes.
That's why I pay him every week. So, every Monday through Friday, if you're listening to the app, when a show comes on, their logo is on the app. It tells you what's playing. All you got to do is just take a screenshot of that with your phone. You hit your two side buttons, and it shows you what's on the screen. And if you email that to me, outdoorsdan@mac.com, outdoorsdan@mac.com, I put you in a drawing, and then on Saturday mornings, I go through and I do a random number generator of how many people were on there, and that could be, it was 1 through 45, and I did it like five. I got a little die, it was six times today. So I hit that six times, and that's who won. So the winner. This week's winner of the Secret Listener Contest is Ryan Mauser, M-A-U-S-S-E-R. I don't know where he's from yet because he hasn't emailed me back. But Ryan's this week's winner, so there you go. Give away a dinner date with the legendary Squatch McCoy. I can't do that. I can't. You ever seen Larry eat, Chris? It's not pretty. I don't want to traumatize anybody. Yeah, he makes fun of my turkey calling and my hunting ability, so I'm going to make fun of him and his eating ability. Larry McCoy, everybody. I love Larry.
Squirrel!
Yeah. So, all right, well, let me know what you want me to do on that stuff. So, because you're going to want to get a gearhead this year. If you're buying a new bow, you're going to want to look at gearhead because you're going to have a chance this fall to win some amazing stuff if you're shooting a gearhead. I will just tell you that. I'll give you a hint. One of the prizes is going to be a Dave Smith deer decoy. It's like a $400 decoy.
Say what?
And the only way you're going to win is if you're shooting a gearhead.
That's right.
Sorry to do that to everybody. Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. 646 and some change. So we are still going to do a turkey hunt video contest with a Tacticam. I've got other prizes for that. Just so you send me a 30-second or 60-second clip of your hunt. And I'm going to do I'll do a weekly or biweekly drawing. Let's do it every 2 weeks. And then we'll give away. I got some decoys and I got some Tacticam cameras and some other stuff we're going to give away for that. So that's going to be kind of nice. So, all right. Let me take a break and I'm going to tell you about the iCubs day coming up on May 10th. When we come back. Hey, did you know I gave away eight tickets for the Iowa Wild yesterday?
Yeah.
Did you
crazy.
See that?
Yeah, I saw that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's get out there, support the Wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I gave away 2 4-packs. All right. We'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you like to go fishing or have you ever been back trolling? Back trolling is still one of the best methods of bow control while rigging for walleyes and other fish. Wave Whackers has been the choice for anglers on all sorts of boats to help keep wakes and water spray off of them and their fishing buddies while back trolling or just being on the water. Wave Whackers are custom made in Minnesota by Mike and his family. They're made from a 1/4-inch tinted polycarbonate, heavy duty aluminum frames, extruded rubber for superior protection from unwanted water in your boat. Wave Whackers are custom made to fit most fishing boats, including tillers or consoles. So when you hit the water next time, don't let the water hit you back. Let Wave Whackers keep you dry and secure. Check them out at wavewhackers.com. That's wavewhackers.com. Or just pick up the phone and give Mike a call. You're going to love your Wave Whackers, and they're going to help keep you dry.
Heading to your favorite outdoor spot? Is your hunting, fishing, or utility knife ready for any task?
Well, if you used the original WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener before you left, you bet they are. The WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener is designed to sharpen every knife you own. By using changeable, flexible abrasive belts, the sharpening system is able to sharpen a variety of knives, including curved and serrated knives, tanto blades, fillet knives, gut hooks, axes, and even kitchen knives. The WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener does this with precision angle sharpening guides and flexible abrasive belts to ensure the proper 20-degree angle every time. Each WorkSharp knife and tool sharpener is assembled in the USA by a family-owned and operated company. Customer service is always a call away. So if you love the outdoors and depend on a sharp knife, consider checking out one of the WorkSharp knife and tool sharpeners or the WorkSharp guided field sharpener at a store near you, or anytime at WorkSharpTools.com. That's WorkSharpTools.com.
Yeah, I'm Mike.
And I'm Scotty.
And we're inviting you to participate in
the Midwest Walleye Challenge. Enter now for your chance to win some amazing prizes,
including gear, gift cards, an all-inclusive fishing trip, plus some cold, hard cash.
Register now at anglersatlas.com.
And all you have to do is find the event in your state or province. So once you're all signed up, fish any lake
and submit your catches to the My Catch app so you can win some amazing prizes.
And you know what the best part is, Scotty? The Midwest Walleye Challenge is free to enter.
And to be eligible for the cash prizes, it's only a small $25 entry fee.
So if you live in the Midwest,
or you're just like me and you love fishing for walleye,
make sure not to miss out on this amazing opportunity. Sign up today.
I'm Chelsea, and a little thing I like about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is I think it's just a perfect combination of ingredients. The pepper jack cheese and that spiciness of the sandwich. It's the right type of spice and the right amount of spice. It's crunchy on the outside, but then really tender on the inside. And then obviously the pickles on the bottom are iconic. There are too many things I like about it. I don't know if I can finish the thought.
Bring on the spice and order the Chick-fil-A Spicy Deluxe Sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guest paid for their testimonial.
If bow hunting or archery is your passion, get to Archery Field and Sports in Altoona and see what's new in your sport. Archery Field and Sports has been helping archers and bow hunters for generations. They have the experience to help you with your purchase and help you reach your goals. Archery Field and Sports carries archery gear from Matthews, Hoyt, Bowtech, and Bear, plus all the top extras and accessories you'll ever need. Mark and his staff are trained on all the latest tuning and setup techniques and are experts at personally fitting you to the bow you want. They also have a 40-yard indoor range that will help you with getting sighted in. Archery Field and Sports has leagues and personal training sessions available for you to train for the upcoming seasons that'll help you fill your tags. Archery Field and Sports at East 56th Street in Altoona. Open Tuesday through Sunday with leagues during the week. For more information, go to archeryfield.com or call 515-265-6500.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
Welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan. Finally watched by Rupert's Roost in Peace Turkey Calls in Pennsylvania.
There's a lot going on in that.
In that, Rupert's? Well, we call him Roop. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, that's what everybody called him at the Deer Classic. Hey, Roop! I always called him Todd or Buddy.
That is kind of a cool name.
Yep.
Hey, Roop.
Hey, Roop.
Roop.
Yeah, hey, Roop!
Who let the dogs out?
Roop, 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 roop. Who let the dog? Yeah, there you go.
You know, there's a lot of ways you can go with that. Man, so I think if you could have a nickname, that's a cool one.
So I didn't tell about the iCubs day, did I?
Well, you briefly mentioned it and then went all over the board.
See, I told you, I squirrel. I went. Todd Rupert got me messed up again. Thanks, Todd.
Squirrel,
Rippy. So May 10th, I will be at the Principal Park. We're the home of the Iowa Cubs. That's the Chicago Cubs AAA team. I will be your humble host for the Outdoors Day. First 1,000 fans through the doors are going to get a dry bag presented by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, 500 red, 500 blue. They're also going to get a new paddle safe brochure, and they're also going to be doing fireworks, Tickets are $11. $4 of that goes back to the Iowa Hunter Education Instructor Association. Thank you for the Cubs for doing that. I'm going to be giving away a Grizzly cooler, a 75-quart cooler. I've got an Outdoors Dan gear pack. And maybe I might give away a Gearhead bow. I don't know. I don't know. People starting to get me upset a little bit. I might just keep it for myself. You know, I might do it if you come and show me your bow hunting picture. Instead of letting everybody draw for it, here's what I'm going to do. If we do that, if you come by the booth and show me a picture of you bow hunting, I'm going to let you put in for a bow. That's the only way you're going to get a chance to register for it. Because I want it to go to a bow hunter, right? I don't want it to be on eBay the next week.
Exactly.
Yeah. There you go. Man, it's already 7:54.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
I'm glad you said 7:54 this time.
Well, one clock says 6:54, and then the other clock says 7:54. Fishery Report brought to you this week by our friends at Tracka Fishing, Bait Caddy, and Bojangle Baits. Blackhawk Lake, bluegills are fair, walleye are fair, Brushy Creek, bluegill are fair, yellow perch and crappie are fair. Clear Lake, black crappie are slow, channel catfish are slow, yellow perch are fair. Big Hollow Lake, channel catfish bite is fair. Lake McBride, the crappie are fair, walleyes are slow, wipers are fair. Big Creek, the walleye are slow, 12 mile, black crappie are fair. There you go. There's your fishing report for the week. Todd, are you still there, Todd? Todd? Turkeys, mushrooms, and antlers. Yeah, the shed hunt. I've only found one shed this year. It's been kind of cruddy for me. Me and Raven's doing bad. Roopy, are you still there, Roop? What's today? Today's Saturday? He's probably working. He gets Thursday and Friday off, and he doesn't get Saturdays off. Yes, sir. Oh, there he is. Hey, Roop, what did we say about those turkey calls? Were you going to send me some calls for me to use on those promotions, or am I just going to give them out and send you the address and everything to ship them? You remember? Can you remind me what we talked about on that, or what we decided? Sorry, I know I asked him to send me some stuff. He said,
he's going above and beyond here.
Well, I wanted to give out a couple calls. A couple calls before turkey started.
He's trying to relax and listen to the show.
Well, no, he's
at
work. He's at work.
Yeah, he's trying to relax and do
all
that work.
He's probably shuttling is what he's doing. Rip, mm-hmm. What are we doing? Oh, he said, I will send to you. All right, thank you, Roop. So I will have some Rupert's Roost in Peace turkey calls coming, and I will try to give those away here in the next I give one away next week, next Saturday.
I mean,
if I got to take it out of my stash bag. So,
you get one of these,
and then I'll just replace it with one of the ones coming. So
yeah.
But I want to give at least one or two of those away before we start turkey hunting.
Oh, let's do it.
Because if you're not going after them with a Rupert's Roost in Peace turkey call,
then what are you doing?
You're not going at them the right way.
Not at all.
No. Well, you know.
Come on, man.
When you fire that thing off, when you take that striker on that call, and you make that little yelper oval, that turkey's gonna fire back and say, "That's a Rupert Roost in Peace turkey."
That's like a magnet.
I'm telling you, it's amazing how they know that.
I say, hey, makes everything a lot easier.
See, I think Todd's slogan should be Rupert's Roost in Peace turkey calls. Even Outdoors Dan can sound like a turkey with our call.
Amen to that.
See, I think that's a winner right there. I thought you guys were sending me some calls. Andrew, you're on fire, buddy. Todd said you're on fire.
Thanks, Todd.
Yeah, there you go.
I aim to please.
All right, I got to go. I'll be back. We're going to have Gun Talk next with our buddy Dave from JLM and Crossroads. And then we got more stuff. And then I got that trivia to do. And I'm not done yet. I got other stuff to talk about. We'll be right back on 1350 ESPN. Thanks, Rick.
Tech Manticam has launched the best-in-class cellular trail camera, the number one selling action camera in the industry. The new Reveal by Tacticam will change the way you scout forever. Not only is it one of the easiest to set up, but the most affordable cellular camera on the market. As you know, you educate your game and leave your scent when checking cameras in the field. With Reveal, those issues are gone. You can receive pictures in almost real time right to your app without going into the field. The Reveal offers half-second trigger speeds, detects game from up to 96 feet away in 4G and LTE wireless modules, Verizon and AT&T plans available, 24-inch LCD screen, adjustable night illumination, and data plans starting as low as $5 a month. The Reveal's world-class app allows you to set up your camera, add cameras, view and organize pictures, and much more. Again, plans starting as low as $5 a month. The new Reveal by Tacticam saves time, gas, and most importantly, helps you stop educating your game. RevealCellCam.com for more info.
That big buck has eluded you for seasons. You see his scrape line, but just can't figure him out. Have you heard of Pure Whitetail? Pure Whitetail can help you see more deer and target that buck that haunts you. Pure Whitetail has some of the best deer scents you can rely on to work scrape lines or build mock scrapes that will help you see more deer. Pure Whitetail's natural and synthetic products are developed straight off their farm. Scents like Bed It Up, Fixation, and Power Shot, to name a few. Scents are available in powder and liquid form to last longer on hanging branches or scrapes. Try the White Lightning Estrus scent. It's a proven scent that bucks can't resist. Pure Whitetail is more than scents. It's a community of hunters that are family. Just go to purewhitetail.com and check out all they have to offer. Scents, hunting gear, seed, grilling sauces, coffee, apparel, field staff opportunities, and family. Want to be more successful in the field? Go to purewhitetail.com or look them up on Facebook. If you love to hunt, join the Pure Whitetail family today.
KRNT Des Moines is 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN.
Des Moines sports leader.
And that one's gone!
At Des Moines Radio Group C.
You're listening to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN.
Two of the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan. Hour number two is brought to you by the fine folks at Gearhead Archery. Have you taken a look at Gearhead yet? It is one of the most adjustable bows on the market. GearheadArchery.com. If you are a saddle hunter or if you like hunting off the ground, I encourage you to look at the Disruptor 24 or the 20 or the Carbon 24 or 20. Those bows are perfect for saddle hunting. Or if you're hunting off the ground a lot, those things shoot phenomenally. They're fast, they're quiet, and very accurate. If you're an elk hunter, I would look at the Carbon 24, 2.5 pounds, and that's bare bow. I'm talking about something you can put in your pack and run all over those mountains, and it's not going to wear you out. I'm shooting the B30 right now, fast, accurate, quiet. I'm able to draw more weight with that bow than I have any other bow I've ever shot. It's amazing. I don't know how Skip does it. And the new Pivot series, I've got a Pivot 30 coming out, and as soon as I get it, I'll show you. But that bow is even easier to draw than the B series. I'm just telling you right now, it's one of the best bow companies out there. They stand behind their products. When you call, you're talking to the owner. And Skip will do everything he can to make sure you're happy with your bow. And what more could you ask for, folks? GearheadArchery.com. Tell him I sent you. All right, we're going to head over to the phones. You need an AirTag phone. No, Gary, I was taking care of Raven this morning, and I was in a hurry, and I know where it is. It's on the counter. Let's head over to the phones and talk to my buddy, Mr. Dave. I've got guns for arms, Bloom, from JLM and Crossroads.
How are you?
How you doing there, Guns?
I'm good, thanks.
That's my new nickname for you, Guns.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's nice to have a sponsor that looks like Arnold. What are you doing
now? Now you're gonna give everybody the wrong impression. They're gonna see me. They're gonna be like, "Oh man, you're small."
Well, I'm not saying you're. I'm just telling you right now. I wish I was in as good a shape as you are. I'm just telling you. Hey, where you at? Are you home? Are you playing this weekend? What are you doing?
No, I'm actually up in Dubuque hanging out with some friends. So I went up to the northeast part of the state.
Oh, there you go. Boy, that's pretty up there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
So you took over as the owner, operator, and CEO of Crossroads. What has that been, a month now?
Yeah, mid-January we closed on that deal.
How's that going? I actually went over and talked to the managers and everything and shot that that Glock 20 10 millimeter I bought from you.
Yep.
And I love, I mean, everybody's so nice over there.
Yeah, it's been great. It's a big operation. They have a lot going on. That's the thing that's been most interesting to me, is I just didn't realize how many things they have going on besides just people coming in and shooting. I mean, there's classes, there's groups that come in and use. I mean, they got a cowboy shooting group that comes in on like Saturday and Sunday mornings and does their little three gun shoots. And there's just so much stuff going on there that it's really interesting. It's a really neat family.
Hey, I got a question for you. Now, I traded in my 9 mils when I bought my 10 mil and I bought my 44 mag from you. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking I need a smaller. I'm just telling you right now, Dave, that Glock 20 is a tack driver, man. I love that gun. That's the most accurate gun I've ever had.
They're great. They're a great gun.
They're a great gun, but it's a little heavy for carrying. Do they make a smaller 10 mil for carrying, or is it going to be too much of a round for that small of a frame?
Yeah, they have to use their largest frame to handle the pressure that a 10 mil cartridge produces. So you're never going to get one as small as like a 43 or a 48. They're all going to be big and heavy. Now, they make them with shorter barrels, but not a smaller frame.
Okay. All right. I actually got people listening to us in Aruba right now. Roger Wild and the Godfather are in Aruba watching the show. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. How about that, Dave? We're talking about your business in Aruba.
Yeah, I wish I was on a beach in Aruba. That sounds like a nice place to be this morning.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know. I thought about coming in and talking to Dallas. Oh, hey, by the way, May 10th, when I'm out at the iCubs, I've still got a bunch of $25 off JLM Shooter Supply gun certificates. So if you come by the booth and you want one, I will hand you a card, and you can take that in and get $25 off a gun purchase, courtesy of Dallas and Dave. I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should, go. I hate to go back to a 9mm again, but I guess that's my only option, huh?
Well, it's not your only option, but it's the best option.
Yeah. But I can't confuse the two rounds from a 10mm to a 9mm by accident, can I?
Not even close.
Okay. All right. You know how I am, Dave. I don't know.
No,
you know,
yeah, I mean, just there's so many great options on the 9mm small carry guns.
Yeah,
that I'm telling you, it's the golden age right now of handguns, because there's just so many that are made so well that you almost can't go wrong. I mean, the top four or five manufacturers that are out there, their quality level, their ability to put out a good gun that does exactly what you need it to do, they're all doing a great job. And then you're picking out aesthetic details. Because it used to be you picked out a gun because, man, this gun actually shoots. Well, now that's not true anymore. You pick this gun out, I like how the sights look, or I like how the handle feels. Because that's the main difference, is the aesthetic stuff.
Yeah. Well, I know one thing. I've been carrying my 44, my Smith. That's Smith, right?
Yep. 69.
Yeah, that's 69, and that's not too bad. I mean, it's a little bit lighter than my Glock 20.
Yeah, well, it depends. I mean, if you're going to carry with a big holster and a chest harness, yeah, then you can carry any size gun you want to. But most people, when they're taking the missus out for dinner, are not interested in a big chest holster.
No,
when we get back to the little guns.
I got a vest that actually has a side sleeve for your firearm.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been keeping it in that.
Yep, until July comes.
Yeah, that's what I haven't figured out. What am I going to do? But see, I hate to say it on public radio, but I quit wearing belts like 2 years ago because I've got Hank Hill syndrome, Dave. I have lost my back end. So I wear these really cool internal suspenders. So because Larry and Ryan and them guys kept yelling at me to pull my pants up all the time because I was running through the cornfields and my pants were falling down. So I started wearing those hiker suspenders, and I haven't had an issue. But it's hard to wear an in the pants holster when if you don't have a belt on.
That is true.
So I'm kind of at a quandary, Dave.
Well, what I do in the summertime is I carry a little J-frame revolver from Smith because it'll go into my pocket.
Oh, there you go. All right.
And that's how I get around it, because in the summertime, like if I'm wearing shorts and I don't have a belt on, which I agree, most guns that you put a holster on, you need to have a belt. But
right.
Summertime, I'm wearing a pair of shorts. I just put a J-frame in my pocket, and, man, it is perfect. They're super light. They make an airweight one that you can't feel in your pocket. It's that light.
And what caliber are those?
38 special.
Okay. Well, I got a 30. I think I got a Ruger LCR 38 still at home, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Similar concept.
I'll have to come and check one of those out. So.
Yep.
So
and you can get them with. You can get them with that are hammerless. So when you go to pull it out of your pocket, nothing is catching on your pants or your shorts.
Oh, I like that. Well, yep. I hate to say it, folks, but I mean, in the times that we are at right now, everybody should be able to protect themselves, because the response times when you need help is not good. And I'm not disparaging our law enforcement at all. God bless our police officers and first responders. But the numbers just aren't there. I mean, I called, we had something happen at the house. It was 45 minutes before somebody showed up. You got to be able to protect you and your family. And I will not go anywhere unless I can protect whoever I'm with. And I just think that's our responsibility, Dave.
I couldn't agree more.
You know, and I think that's as nice as I can say it. So that's me talking, absolutely, not you, guns. Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that's me talking, not you.
No, and I appreciate that.
No, that's all right. So what's going now? What do you have going on at Crossroads? Do you have anything planned for the spring?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're super excited about at Crossroads is the membership. You can become a member there, and when you're a member there, you get a whole lot of extra benefits. Like your lane is paid for, you get free targets, you get discounts off of the ammo, you get discounts off a gun. There's certain days where we'll open up early for members to come shoot, where the general public can't come shoot. And so we really see that as an area at the shop there where we could improve people's experience, because as a member, your experience just gets that much better. And so one of the things that we're talking about doing is trying to find a way to help people to really see the benefits of the membership, to lay that out for them so they can determine if that's a good fit for them for a number of times. Obviously, if you're going to shoot two times a year, membership doesn't make sense. But just like going to the gym, man, I really need to get in the gym. I need to be disciplined. I need to be consistent, because when I go out with my family, I want to make sure that I know how to handle my gun and I know how to hit the target. Well, guess what? Just like working out, you don't get in shape by working out twice a year. You don't get proficient at shooting a gun by shooting it twice a year. You need to shoot it on a regular basis. And having a membership gives you kind of that motivation, that ability to say, look, I've already paid my monthly due. I'm going in. Yep, I'm in there. I'm in there twice this month. I'm in twice next month. I'm in three times the month after that. And then you can bring in a guest. I'd say some of my favorite times at the range have been shooting with my kids. Just watching them enjoy and have success and get to know and understand how to use a gun and how dangerous it is, but also that it's just a tool and there's nothing scary about it in the right hands with somebody who knows what they're doing. And so I've taken all of my kids to the range and some of their friends, and it's a lot of fun. So one of the things we're going to be really pushing at Crossroads is just making sure to get that information out there. We're not pushing salesmen. We're not trying to sell anybody on, hey, you need to do this. It's more of, hey, here's what's available to you. If you know, this makes sense for your situation.
You know what I just remembered I had in my wallet? I've got a free shooting pass. Crossroads.
Yeah, you bought a gun from me at JLM.
Yeah. You know what? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give this away. This is good for weekdays for one person. You haven't won anything in the last 30 days and you want to go shoot over at Crossroads over in Johnston, call Andrew 244-1350, 244-1350. First person that can tell Andrew what my nickname for Dave is, I will give you this pass. See how you're paying attention this morning. How's that, Dave?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. We love giving away free passes because once people experience it, man, it's really cool. This is really nice. And the Crossroads facility, if people haven't been there, super clean, super nice, easy to navigate. It's easy to know how to get to the range, how to operate at the range. All those things are fairly straightforward. And so it's not an intimidating experience like some people might think of.
Well, no, there's
we have lots of staff. We have lots of staff who would be more than happy to walk you through every step of it, even helping you with your gun. If you come in, I haven't shot this gun many times.
Yeah.
Remind me how to take care of it, how to load it, how to point it.
Yeah. There's like 17 lanes there. And I think this is like $30-$40, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. No. Well, it depends, but the day range is $25.
Okay.
The lane fee.
Well, that's good. What are wait times on suppressors now? Ken wants to know.
So here's an interesting thing on suppressors. In the past, they've gone anywhere from 6 months to 18 months to anywhere in between. Well, in the last 6 months, a number of states have filed lawsuits against the ATF for how long it takes for a suppressor. The states are like, this is ridiculous. No one should have to wait this long for administrative work. So they started suing the ATF. Well, so the ATF, when they're going to go to court, they're going to have to show what their average wait time is on suppressors. So how do you get your average wait time? If people for the last 5 years have been waiting 6 months to 12 months to sometimes longer to get a suppressor, how do you get those averages down? You got to turn around some really, really, really fast. So we've seen people in the last 2 or 3 months get them turned around within 12 hours, within 2 days, within 4 days. It's crazy. Because it went from 12 months to somebody applied on one day and the next morning it was approved. So basically 12 hours.
Wow.
So that's the ATF trying to bring down their averages so when they go to court, they don't look like the incomplete. I don't want to say anything bad about it because some of it has nothing to do with them. It's just built-in processes and low staffing. But the point is they – are absolutely trying to bring down their wait times. And so if you were ever going to buy a suppressor, now is the time. Now, is that going to be their average? No, their average is still going to be months and months and months because some of the people who are still in the process, who have been there for 4 months, are still going to be there for another 4 months because now they're putting all their attention on people who were there in the last 4 hours. So it doesn't help the people who are already in. It just helps the people who are applying new.
Gotcha. No, that makes sense. Jeff, I can't make winter go away, buddy. I try. I can't. Patrick, thank you. Patrick's doing Hunter Ed and Ames, helping out there. Thank you for doing that, Patrick. Justin Jackson, good morning. At the firehouse today, but weather be in the woods. I hear you, Justin. Thanks for what you do at the firehouse, buddy. And Jake from State Farm, hope you're having a great Saturday too, Jake. Thank you. All right, we're visiting with Dave Bloom. He is the proprietor of JLM Guns and Crossroads over in Johnston, and JLM Shooter Supply is over in Urbandale. If you want to call in, I specifically called him a new nickname, and I'm not going to tell you what it was, but I will give you a hint. It had something to do with his appearance, and I will just tell you this. When I see Dave, the first thing that pops into my mind is, head to the chopper. So we'll just leave it at that. Hey, Dave, can you hang on for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back with Dave Bloom for more gun talk on 1350 ESPN.
Vanes are very important to your arrow flight and for consistent grouping. Flex Fletch and its fine lineup of products has been helping archers steer their arrows for over 50 years. Silent Night vanes are 30% thinner with a much greater taper than vanes out there. This contributes to a dramatic reduction of in-flight drag. Flex Fletch vanes also have the capability of reshaping or bounce back after pass-through shots on targets or game. This ensures consistent arrow flight every time. time. Flex Fletch offers a variety of colors, sizes, and styles for any archer to use in their setup. Whether it's for 3D indoor or hunting, Flex Fletch has the vane for you. To see these great vanes and adhesives like Zing or Flex Bond to get a great seal on your arrow when you fletch, go to your local dealer or flexfletch.com. Flex Fletch, proudly made in the USA, based out of Minnesota.
When you're getting ready to outfit your next outdoor adventure, there's one place in Ankeny that's your one-stop outdoor shop. That's Sportsman's Warehouse. The Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need from fishing, hunting, firearms, and camping gear that will make any outdoor trip a success. Sportsman's Warehouse carries nationally known brands that have been tried and proven in the field and on the water. Smokers and grills that will cook all your meat easy to prepare. Kayaks and boat gear are also on hand to help you find more fish when you go wet alive. Sportsman's Warehouse has all the footwear and clothing choices at great prices that will make sure you are outdoors in comfort and style. If you're traveling, you can also go shop 24/7 at sportsmanswarehouse.com. So next time you're planning your next outdoor adventure, make sure that you check out Sportsman's Warehouse in Ankeny.
If you're into cooking wild game or grilling, you probably love to transform your wild game into delicious meals or great-tasting snacks. High Mountain Seasonings has everything you need to help you make some of the best-tasting sausage, snack sticks, or jerky around. High Mountain Seasonings offers simple, easy-to-use kits that are used at home, including three new low-sodium blends that will produce wild game snacks your family will love. High Mountain Seasonings makes grilling steaks or smoking your favorite meats taste even better with their specialty spices, marinades, and rubs for deer, elk, or your favorite steaks. High Mountain has also just introduced taco and fajita blends that are spicing up kitchens and grills all across the country. Look for High Mountain Seasonings at Sportsman's Warehouse or at your favorite grilling retailer. Or go to himtnjerky.com for recipes and to find the closest store near you. High Mountain Seasonings has everything you need to make your game or favorite grilling meats taste great.
You were hunting, and a deer tick just crawled onto your leg and is burying its head into your flesh. You can't feel the bite, and you may or may not find the tick. In the coming weeks, you may or may not notice a red ring around the bite. Shortly thereafter, you may or may not get really sick. Your doctor may or may not test you for Lyme disease. The test may or may not detect it, meaning you may or may not get the medication needed. If untreated or not treated on time, you could have a lifetime of complications. Don't take that chance. Get Elimitic clothing from Gamehide. Elimitic features Insect Shield, a repellent that is fused to the fabric fibers. Ticks hate it. Elimitic clothing will retain its effectiveness for the life of the garment and needs no special care. The treatment is odorless and invisible. Wearing Elimitic can help protect you from ticks, chiggers, and other biting insects, and is featured in a complete line of quality Gamehide hunting clothing. To learn more, visit gamehide.com.
Are you into hunting, fishing, camping, or tailgating? If you are, we'd like to introduce you to Arctic Ice. Arctic Ice is a brand new way to keep your game, beverages, and camping supplies cold and fresh. Wherever your adventure takes you, Arctic Ice Packs are a rugged ice substitute that maintains low temperature longer than a bag of ice and does not have the slushy mess that can contaminate what's in your cooler. If you like to hunt or fish, look at the Alaskan Series or Arctic Ice Packs that will keep your game or fish at 34 degrees for 3 to 4 days. If you're wanting to really freeze things up, try the Tundra Packs that can keep your wild game and fish at dry ice temperatures for the travel back home. For tailgating or camping, try the Chillin' Brew Packs. It will keep your beverages of choice at frosty cold temperatures 4 times longer than what a bag of ice can. If you want your game, fish, or camping goods to stay fresh and cold as possible without the mess of regular ice, go check out Arctic Ice Packs today. You can find models of Arctic Ice Packs at Sportsman's Warehouse or at www.arctic-ice.com.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN, live streaming on Facebook Live, courtesy of our fine friends over at Imperial RV Centers. We got our guest, Mr. Dave Bloom. Can't tell you the nickname because I don't want to give the name out again. So we've had three strikes on the calls, Dave.
Oh, they didn't get it?
No. And I even explained it to you why I was calling you that.
Yeah, but that nickname could go on a couple different levels. I mean, I own a couple shops that have these kind of things.
Just give it away, Dave. Thanks.
Well, you had three strikeouts. If we don't give it away at some point, they're never going to get it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's fine. If you know what kind of stores Dave owns, that's the answer. Jeez. All I know is tell Dallas I want another one of these cards because I'm giving up my own card.
Oh.
This is my personal card to go back there.
Yeah, just find me some point. I have a couple.
That's fine. Hey, you know, I thought of a great gun that would be awesome. Do you know any gun makers?
No, I don't.
We need to find a gun maker. I wonder if Walt could do this. Wouldn't it be cool to have a gun that looked like a fishing rod?
Like a fishing rod?
You know,
okay.
Like how you have how you hold your spin cast rod. He's got the long handle. Wouldn't it be nice to have a single shot gun that you could just put there and you could have it laying in the boat and somebody comes up and starts some shenanigans with you if you need it, you got it.
And that would be better than having an actual gun, how?
Well, it wouldn't, but I'm just saying for, concealed carry, it'd be nice to have one of, nobody would know that you had it, Plus, you could put that right in your boot, be like a bang stick.
Now, a bang stick has some practical uses for sure, but self-defense is not one of them.
Well, I had a bang stick a long time ago when I was a diver in the service, or I wasn't a diver in the service, but I did a lot of diving, and I had a bang stick with me for sharks and stuff when we were out in California. Yeah. But those are wicked little things. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, they use them on alligators and all kinds of stuff.
They do. The swamp people, they love bang sticks on swamp people. That's for sure.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, now turkey season's coming up. Are you stocked for turkey loads? You got a lot of TSS and stuff in?
We're getting there. The other day, we got a whole bunch of 12-gauge in at JLM turkey loads, including the tungsten stuff.
Okay.
The stuff I'm struggling to get is 20-gauge, so we're working on that.
What about 410?
No, we don't have any 410. 410 is the hardest ammo to get right now.
I was going
to
say, I've had probably 15 emails in the last 2 weeks, people looking for 410 TSS.
Yep. Good luck.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Remember, Dave, remember what we talked about at Christmas when I had you on?
Yes, exactly right. Yep.
Yeah, buy it now.
We talk about every summer about shotgun slug.
Yeah, buy it now before you need it because it'll be gone when you want to get it. So I'm telling you, it's crazy. All right, well, how long are you in Decorah for? Are you around for a couple of days or coming back tonight?
No, just until this afternoon. I'll head back here shortly.
Okay, all right. Well, tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, that depends. Now, you can find me JLM, which is 70th, or Douglas, and between Merle Hay and 86th Street. 70th and Douglas, basically, it's on the corner there.
Yeah.
And then Crossroads, which is on Johnston Drive, just east off of Merle Hay, right where Merle Hay meets the interstate. So you go north of the interstate on Merle Hay and take a right on Johnston Drive, and we're right there.
Yeah, and hey, listen, Dave and Dallas and everybody's got a whole line of optics. If you need an optic for your firearm, go and make sure you check them out there before you buy them because they had some great deals. Last time I was in there, you guys had some great deals on those things.
Yep.
Yep, good stuff. All right, buddy. Well, thank you for coming on for half an hour.
Always good talking with you.
Yeah, well, we'll have you on. Already got you booked for a couple more days, right?
Yep, for sure.
Okay. Hey, I'll get in there and see you before I go chase turkeys.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you, Dave. Be careful coming home.
All right, take care.
There he goes, Dave Bloom, everybody. Nobody called? I just gave him the answer again.
Well, and Dave gave that big help out. So anybody, try, unless you've won something in the last 30 days, go ahead and give us a call.
Mm. All right. I'm going to have to get in there and get a 9mm or another 38 or something for summer. So
there you go. You have to now.
Because that Ruger, that's Jenny's gun. She loves that gun. So I can't take her gun out. So, yep, I can't do that to her. So we'll do that. 726 and some change. Normally, this is the time that we would call Joe Smeltzer, and we would do a check-in with Carl Chevrolet and the Smokin' Joe Smeltzer segment. But he is, I don't know where he's at. He's either on vacation, he's at the NCAA, he's I don't know what he's doing. He's always up to something lately. Because I think this is 2 weeks since we've had, because last week I had to do something else. So, in honor of Joe Smeltzer, I would just say, if you ever get a chance to go out to Carl Chevrolet, and check out their trucks, their vehicles, their new, used, and you want to get a great deal, I would go look for a young man by the name of Joe Smeltzer. He's kind of in the back down there. That's who always takes care of my truck deals. Now, I told him I was going to do it as Mr. Haney, but I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I could muster Mr. Haney's voices. And it probably wouldn't even sound close to Mr. Douglas. I don't understand. I don't think that's going to work today because my throat's, something's going on. I don't even know if I could do Yoda today. And I love doing Yoda. See, I got a tickle. So I will just tell you, they got great deals going on, rebates, easy financing. You'll get more for your value of your trade-in. You go see Joe or another fine qualified salesperson over there at The Rock, and they always take care of me at the Quick Lane. And if you need the tire center, if you need new tires, go check them out. Carl Chevrolet, they'll always, always, always take care of you. And if you go find Joe Smeltzer, just go out there and open the door and say, "Hey, what's your name?
You're my boy, Blue."
That's right. That's what he'll say. Yeah, he'll come over there and say, "Hey, what can I do for you?" All right, it's 8:28 and some change. Let me hit a break. I'll be right back. And congratulations, we got a winner, Doug. Doug got, his nickname was Guns. Guns, Dave the Guns Bloom, because he's lifting, man.
He's the Guns.
Yeah, he's a great guitar player. That's probably why he's got muscles.
Muscle man.
He's the muscles from Brussels. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back on 1350 ESPN.
In the mood for a great family treat or a special gift idea? Hop on over to the Lollipop Store, located at 647 South Ankeny Boulevard in Ankeny. That's where you'll find over 30 fresh flavors of the most delicious Iowa-grown popcorn in the central Iowa area. You'll love the fresh pop flavors like caramel, caramel apple, kettle corn, jalapeno cheddar, cheddar cheese, birthday cake, or patriotic mix, just to name a few. You'll find something for everyone at Lollipop in Ankeny. Arlie and his crew can help you pick out the perfect variety pack, tin, or gift package. Lollipop has everything you'll need, from ready-to-eat popcorn to all the fixings to make. Popcorn at any event. Everyone loves popcorn, especially when it's from Lollipop. It's the same great popcorn you'll find at the Iowa State Games, locally grown and popped to perfection. Lollipop can help with any special occasion, corporate events, and special fundraising for your school. For more information, contact Lollipop at 515-262-3243 or go online at lollipop.com. Lollipop, great tasting popcorn from Iowa since 1969.
If you're an angler, you know the importance of keeping your bait fresh, alive, and handy. Well, let's talk about a bait system that helps folks catch more fish and is made in Minnesota, where they know fishing. The Bait Caddy is an amazing bait system that you can use for open water fishing or ice fishing that keeps your minnows, leeches, shiners, and bait fresh while you fish. The Bait Caddy has a clear UV-resistant housing that lets you see your bait at all times. Its large lid allows easy access to your bait and keeps it handy and flush in 8 to 10 inch ice holes. No loose parts, it's self-filling, then it floats. Plus, it's made not to crack, warp, or fade. The Bait Caddy will fit in your live well or troll easy alongside your boat, and it's made in the USA. The Bait Caddy has a lifetime warranty and will be a bait system your friends will want. For more information, please go online to www.baitcaddy.com. The Bait Caddy, easy access to your bait, made in Minnesota and keeps your bait fresh all day.
Hey, Outdoors Dan here. How many times have you had to quit hunting because your feet got cold or uncomfortable? Well, I have a way to keep your feet feeling great in any weather or outdoor activity. Have you heard of Norlander Sock Company? Norlander Sock Company uses high-quality alpaca to produce some of the best socks out there. Alpaca socks will keep your feet comfortable and feeling great all day. Alpaca socks will wick away any moisture that you might encounter, plus work with your outdoor footwear to keep your feet temperature where they need to be. Alpaca socks also has a natural antibacterial quality to them that will keep your socks from smelling. They have heavyweight and lightweight styles with a bunch of color and size choices for you to choose from. Plus, gift boxes are available that are 100% guaranteed. So this year, when you plan your outdoor activities, make sure you keep your feet comfortable and feeling great all day. Try a pair of Norlander socks, pure alpaca, pure comfort. For more information, just go to norlandersocks.com and give your feet a treat.
Hi, this is your old friend Speed over at Speed's Golf Cars, located in Wall Lake, Iowa. Just stop on over here. We've got a nice selection of new and used golf carts. We're a club car dealer, so we've got a nice selection of new Onward cars, as well as a good mix of utility carts as well. We've got a number of pre-owned golf carts in all types of price ranges. Available with fancy wheels, stereo, we've got it here at Speed's Golf Cars. Let the folks at Speed's handle your golf cart needs. Check out our website for a complete inventory at speedsgolfcars.com.
Are you getting ready for hunting season? Well, you've done your homework, and now the time is getting close. One thing after you've harvested that deer or wild game, where are you going to take it? Well, I have an answer. The Milo Locker in Milo, Iowa. The Milo Locker has been processing wild game and general locker animals for over 15 years. Daryl and Angie are the owners, and they take great pride in the fact that they do everyone's order the way the customer wants it. You can have your deer, moose, elk, or even bear processed and hand-wrapped, cut to your specifications. If you like tasty snacks, Daryl does a great job making snack sticks, summer sausage, and jerky with all sorts of cheese and spice combinations. They do a ton of deer each year at the Milo Locker, and they do each order like it was their own. So if you get lucky this year and need a good locker, try the Milo Locker. Check them out today or just give them a call at 641-942-6231. And you're on your way to some great eating.
You're listening to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio. I got a thing from Pete here. Pete wanted to know, could you tell me the categories for the Midwest Walleye Challenge? Morning, Chuck. Will the cold weather affect the hens or toms? Patrick, I'm thinking it's going to slow them down a little bit. I forgot my phone at home, so I can't call Jim Coffee during the break or turkey biologist, but I will have an answer on Wednesday's show on Turkey Talk for you. There you go. Pete wanted to know, what's some of the prize categories on the Midwest Walleye Challenge? Longest walleye is the prize category, biweekly and event-wide. So that means every 2 weeks they're going to draw winners and at the end of the event. Most water bodies fish, so that helps you get give data on lesser monitor water bodies. So if you go fish several lakes and you log on there and put where you're fishing at, that's going to get you into a prize drawing category. Tough luck prizes. So if you're like me and you get skunked, you get a chance to win some great gear. And lots of random draws for folks who just enter their walleye. So they're going to draw winners just throughout the bye week, just to draw winners. So you got a great shot of winning something if you download that MyCatch app and get out there and chase some walleyes between March 30th and June 30th. And I'll be out there doing it with you. So there you go, Pete. That's going to be a lot of fun, I'm telling you.
Lots of fun.
Fun in the sun. Have you ever been afraid to go into the dentist?
I have.
Andrew has. But no, I really haven't lately because I've been going to Dr. Scott Obi-Wan Kenobi Yagi at Advanced Family Dentistry. Not only will he give you a great dental experience, his staff will always make sure you feel comfortable, safe, and secure. Dr. Brandt, Dr. Stewart, Dr. Williams, and all the gang at Advanced Family Dentistry know what they're doing. They've been voted best dentist clinic in Ankeny for like 50 years running. They can even do cosmetic dentistry. They can help you with sleep apnea, give you the smile you always wanted with Invisalign. If you're new to the area or you're just looking for a new dentist, I want you to give the folks at Advanced Family Dentistry a call at 515-964-1490, or check them online anytime at AnkenySmiles.com. All right, I've got that beautiful WorkSharp guided field sharpener to give away. Now, this has got plates that you can take apart. There's a compartment in here. These plates are magnetically sealed, so you can pop that off and you can put like matches in there. I keep matches. I keep a fishing line and a hook, and I think I keep a needle and thread in there for emergency situations. And you got a leather strob, you got a ceramic rod, and what's nice about this, see these little angle guides right here? It keeps your knife at the angle you want all the way through the sharpening process. So you can actually sharpen your knife up in like 4 or 5 swipes on each side. These things are gold, and I always have this one of these in my pack. It was horrible. What was horrible, Skip? He must be talking about the basketball game. I was going to say, these aren't horrible. Skip, these are awesome. All right, so here's if you can tell me how many different vocalizations approximately a wild turkey makes, and you haven't won anything in the last 30 days, you can call Andrew, 244-1350. Is that right? 244-1350. They make between that and that. If you can tell me what that is, you can win this. And I think I said it, either I said it on this show or last week. Did I say it?
I think both.
I think I did say it today. You know what the answer is, don't you? What's the answer, Andrew?
Well, I'm not. Why would I give that out right now?
Yeah. Right. Well, write it down on your board so I can see it.
I'm not going to give it out.
Okay. See that? It's between that and yeah. And what's the last one? Add 2 more.
Oh.
Okay, there you go. That's the correct answer. Hey, Larry. What's up, Larry? Hank, are you leaving? Hank, tell everybody Revelton hi. Let me know how things are going. We get through turkey season. We need to talk. I guess I'll get down here and see. I haven't seen Rob or talked to Rob in a long time. But anyway, tell everybody hi for me, Hank. So 244-1350. If you know the answer, that'll get you a guided field sharpener from the fine folks at WorkSharp. We'll go from there. All right. Turkey Talk Radio on Wednesday. My guest will be Scott from Dave Smith Turkey Decoys. They're not just turkey. They do waterfowl and deer and all that. So we're going to have Scott from DSD, Dave Smith Decoys. So, yeah. Who was that? Who's on there? Yeah. Really? We already got a winner? Well, I said it twice. Well, somebody's paying attention. Okay. All right. And, hey, has it been 30 days? Ask him if it's been 30 days. Yeah. Okay. Andrew's got it all taken care of. I think Jeff just won. So, congratulations, Jeff. Yeah. So, Turkey Talk Radio, 5 o'clock on Wednesdays on the Outdoor Call Radio app, brought to you by the fine folks at Rupert's Roost and Peace Turkey Calls, Game Hide, Sportsman's Warehouse, Itasca Footwear, Flex Fletch, and Fourth Arrow Camera Arms. How about that? And Soldier Boy Jerky. And so we're going to talk about turkey positions. We're going to talk about turkey decoy distances. We're also going to talk about what their favorite setups are as far as using the Jake Strutter, the motion pair, the mating pair, however you want to say it. So if you want to ask questions or learn about decoys, that's going to be a show for you on Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Jeff nailed it, huh?
He was very, very confident. He did not, I don't think he quite heard you say it. He just knew it. Now, I think you've said it in the past.
I've said it at least over the last 23 years, yes, at least a million times.
You've been very vocal about that. But he was very confident in it. So I think it was a combination of his knowledge and obviously.
The answer is between 24 and 26 notes or different calls.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, or vocalizations, however you want to say it.
He nailed it.
Well, I'm glad to see that's the beauty of doing the show. We get to have fun. We get to inform and educate and get, you know, try to make a little money once in a while.
Yeah. And Jeff is now going to be.
He's going to love that sharpener.
Yeah.
I have absolutely nothing left to talk about.
We got a whole nother break. And
well, let me take a break, and when we come back, we'll figure out what we can talk about. You got something you want to talk about? 244-1350, 244-1350. We'll be right back.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Is it time to get your carpet looking like it did when you first moved in? Or have you had some water issues that need to be taken care of in your home or business? Well, if you call Jesse at Richard Remediation and Cleaning in Ankeny, Iowa, Jesse has been helping folks get their carpets, upholstery, tile, and grout looking great again since he learned from his father on how to take care of customers. Richard Remediation and Cleaning can handle any size job, from a single home to multi-unit apartments or offices. They offer first responder and military discounts every day. So if you need help at home or work getting things back to normal or cleaning up after the pet when they make a mistake, pick up the phone and call 319-400-6921. That's 319-400-6921. Or look them up on Facebook at Richard Remediation and Cleaning. One call cleans it all. Look them up on Facebook at Richard Remediation and Cleaning or call 319-400-6921.
You're ready for your next outdoor adventure. Wouldn't it be nice to have high-definition footage as a fun memory of your time in the outdoors? Well, Tacticam has been helping hunters do that very thing. Whether it's one of our 5.0 or the 5.0 wide camera, you're going to capture your hunts like never before. They can help you cover your bow fishing trips with the new Tacticam Fish Cam that's totally waterproof and ready to record some awesome bow fishing action. All the Tacticam cameras feature 4K resolution, Wi-Fi compatible, feature live stream capabilities with over 2.5 hours of record time that feature image stabilization that's far above other cameras in its class. The Tacticam remote lets you hook up multiple cameras to one remote to capture more angles and shots like never before. So when you're ready to record your next hunting or fishing adventure, don't forget to take your Tacticam camera. You'll be able to relive your trips like never before. Tacticam.com for more info.
Hey America, when you barbecue, Cookies is the one. Lots of flavor, lots of goodness, thick and rich, lots of fun. Hey America, when you barbecue, try Cookies barbecue sauce for a treat. Cookies barbecue sauce is the barbecue sauce America loves to eat.
Hey students, are you into shooting sports? Well, if you are, have you ever thought about using your passion to help you through college? Grandview University is a small private college that is looking for students that have a passion for the shooting sports and learning. Grandview University has a shooting sports program that, if you qualify, will give you a guaranteed rate for your whole education while on the shooting team. That means your cost won't go up. You will get to experience a new level of competition and learn in a small class size with the feel of a larger campus with a ton of opportunities. So if to advance your education and love to shoot, why not shoot for a college program that has produced countless All-Americans and has a winning record of 4 times national champion? Grandview Shooting Sports athletes will have your ammo, uniforms, travel, and education covered in your scholarship. If you like to shoot for the stars and push yourself, Grandview University wants to talk with you. For more information, check them out at gvvikings.com.
This is the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on Des Moines Sports Leader, 1350 ESPN.
All right. Welcome back to the Outdoor Call Radio with Outdoors Dan on 1350 ESPN. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate you making us part of the weekend here on the Big 5, the Big 550. Wrong radio station, Dan. That's tomorrow night on 1350 ESPN. Sorry. Hey. I'm doing 6 radio shows a week, man. Give me a break, will you?
Come on. Holy donut.
I'm telling you, and I wish you'd never play that ever again. I hate that liner. Corey wants me to talk about what on a slate call, what's the most effective call sequence? Honestly, Corey. Morning, Todd. I just emailed you one of the videos. Well, I don't have my phone with me, Corey, but I'll check it out when I get off the air. Thank you. It really depends on what the hens are doing, Corey. Honestly, I try to make sure that when I hear those hens fire off in the morning on the roost or in the toms, I try to listen to what I think is the lead hen, and I try to mimic exactly what she's doing. Now, once they fly down and they start doing their thing, then I'll try to listen to what they're calling, and I'll try to cut her off, is what I try to do. I'll just try to, if she makes three or four notes, I'll try to match the tone and the cadence that she's calling with. We got him? All right, we got Todd on here real quick. Good morning, Mr. Todd. How are you doing, Roop?
Hello, buddy. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me, Todd?
I can hear you. I'm on my lunch break, so this worked out.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, it's always good to hear from you, Todd.
It's good. Did you, before I was watching there, Todd Shawley said he was watching. Remember what I told you to tell Todd? How good of a singer his
son
is.
Yeah, AJ, your son, he is an awesome, awesome singer. He was playing his guitar and singing at the house when he was here in Iowa, Todd, and AJ rocks it, man. Yeah.
Well, you're gonna get to meet Todd at Turkey Camp. He's a class act.
Well, that I'm if he's as nice as AJ, I'll be happy.
Oh, he's nicer than AJ.
Well, there you go. Well, AJ was really nice to me.
Well, that tells you how nice his dad is, then.
Well, there you go. All right. So, what's your favorite calling sequences on with a slate call, Todd? Since you make these beautiful, pristine, awesome turkey calls, what's your favorite one to use on a slate? What's your go-to call sequence?
Well, I mean, I mix it up quite a bit, but your purr and your cluck is my favorite. Just like that. soft tree talk in the morning. I mean, you know, and I use my over and under on the backside of that. And tree talk to me is important. Start that day off with tree. You get a bird on the limb and you let him know where you're at, some tree talk. I mean, it's been very good to me over the years. Not all hunts go the way you want them to, but I like talking to them on the limb and then seeing how it goes from there. But cadence-wise, rhythm and cadence is very, very important in any call, whether it be slate, glass, crystal, aluminum, what have you. I can't see what people were messaging, but someone said something about cadence. Did I see that?
Yeah, they wanted to know. Yeah, yep, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
What's
rhythm thing.
What's the most
effective
call sequence with a slate? I know you can spook birds with a loud cluck. Yeah, you don't want to do a loud cluck because a loud cluck can be interpreted as a putt.
Well, yes and no, but sometimes, you know, hunters will tell you that a putt like that is like an alarm putt. And there's several ways that can be interpreted. And you like we always say about hearing hens, I've heard hens do that. And I think they're alarm putting, but they're 10 feet away outside the blind. So,
yeah, they're just upset. You know,
yes.
They're aggravated.
And then the decoy setup, I didn't know if you were getting into that, but if we're doing that, talking about that, I'll put one of my hens, a feeding hen, literally 5 feet out the window of the blind.
Well, I do that. I do that too because it gives them a sense of security.
Yes. Any other approaching birds or whatever, they see that turkey that close to your blind. If they see the blind and, you know, no danger. But then I have another hen or whatever out there 15, 20 yards with a Jake or whatever. But I always keep a hen real close to my blind. And actually, if it's a non-moving decoy, to where I set it to where it's not spinning, I'll face it looking right at the blind.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep mine out at 10 and 12 yards cause I'm bow hunting them, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And, but I like a feeding hen right in front of the blind and then I'll put a lay down hen and, my Jake Strutter out at 10, 12 yards. And I might even, DSD has got that new, pruning hen where she's got her head tucked or she's pruning herself and,
preening.
Yeah, preening. Thank you. And yeah. That thing works pretty good. Shut up, Todd. That thing.
Oh, okay.
That. Well, hey, I'm lucky I remembered it started with a P.
Well, this is true.
Pruning, preening.
Preening. You know, said it right every other time I hear you saying it, and then today they're pruning. I mean, if it was pruning, it'd be snipping limbs off.
Yeah, whatever. But, Larry or Philip last year, they did something. Remind me to do this. I got to do this before I go to Donovan's. But Larry actually, I think it was Larry. Well, maybe it was Phil. It was one of the two.
No, you're right. It's Larry. He glues feathers into where her head is.
Yeah.
To give it the sense of movement for realism.
Yeah, he hot glued a feather to where her head tucked, where it looks like she's actually lifting the feather to preen herself.
It's actually a genius move.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where he got it, but yeah.
Well, Larry's a genius. Are you saying he's not?
Well, I don't know. He doesn't call. You know, I'm starting to think he just doesn't love me anymore. He doesn't call me.
He's a busy man.
Yeah. Is he busy?
Man.
Huh?
He's busy. Did you see the new hats?
I did see the new hats. It's not a TikTok on the Instagram. Who did that for you, Rocco?
No. At the show, that young man passed the booth and introduced himself to me and gave me a business card. And that's how that went down. I mean, I just met him at the Classic.
Really?
And his name's Tate, and he is incredible to work with. Fern Thatcher Company, leather company. Everything I could ever ask for helping me put them hats together. I mean, any questions I had, he answered. He sent me the camo patterns that I chose for hats. He sent me a pick back with all his different color leather laying on that hat. I mean, it above and beyond what I expected.
No, they're nice. I like the leather can koozies too.
You got koozies coming, wallets. And I like the fact that the patches are stitched on also.
Yeah, no, those were sharp, buddy. I like that. Did you get a call about your hoodies?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
I said, did you get a call or message about those hoodies from Pete?
Oh, you really weren't breaking up. I thought you were messing with me about your green and tan hoodie.
No. I got somebody wanted to buy hoodies from you.
Yeah, the donut man called, and he's sending me, on dry ice frozen, he's sending me 5 dozen donuts, and he's getting a couple hoodies and hats.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was going to
say. He's getting the apparel, but I'm not getting the donuts.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Because he really said he wanted to buy some of that. So.
Well, what I said to Pete was, I said, Pete, we were just in Iowa. We stood there at the booth and BS'd, and you had one of my hats on. You didn't see the sweatshirts and the T-shirts and the hats sitting at the booth. We could have saved all this shipping and all this other stuff.
Well, he loves your – he's the guy that won your call last year.
Yeah, and he promotes, and he's always got nice things to say, and I like Pete a lot.
Well, there you go.
But I haven't had his donuts.
Yeah, well, no, they're good. If you ever, I'll have to figure that out somehow, get you some donuts. But, all right, well, I'm going to let you go. I just want to call and say hey and ask you about that real quick. And, you know, it's always good to talk to you, Roop.
Hey, it's good to talk to you, my friend. Andrew, likewise, have a good day, and I got to get back to work.
Yeah, you go get back to work, and I'll see you soon.
All right, buddy. See ya.
There he goes. Todd Roop, the Rupert man, Rupert's Roost in Peace turkey calls. I'll give one of those away next week. Man, the show's done. We're done.
Yeah, well, I mean, you technically have 2 minutes to fill.
Do we? I've got nothing. I told you, man, I'm proficient today. I got everything in plus some.
You were rocking it today.
Yeah, Jones Brothers Taxidermy, if you need to make a memory of your turkey, deer, whatever, 249-4362, 249-4362, put a 515 in front of it. And 249-4362, 515. He's in Mitchellville. Go check him out.
Do it.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah, so are you coming by to get your printer today, or what are you doing?
I think I can.
Okay, yeah.
You know, I'm like the train. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. You know? Hey, yeah. It'll work.
Yeah. You what?
I really like, You know, I have not known Todd as long as you, obviously, but Todd is...
Oh, he's funny.
He's a fun guy to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
At the Classic, it was, I think, being next to him, yeah, that is the way to go.
Well, the next year at the Deer Classic will be even better because there's going to be a lot more stuff. I think we got some other stuff happening that I don't even know if Todd knows about that yet, but there's going to be some really, really neat new stuff at the Deer Classic that we're involved with, but I can't tell you yet.
Oh, man.
But it's going to be huge.
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 Yeah, it really is. All right. So thanks for everybody making us part of your weekend. Thanks for listening to us on Facebook Live. Paula, thank you. I read your letter today. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Paula's checking in today.
Thanks, Paula.
Yeah, Paula was very nice. Next week, if you want to get a turkey call, you better listen next week because we'll have them here in the studio. I'll probably give away two calls next week, okay? Don't forget, check out Turkey Talk Radio, 5 o'clock on the Outdoor Call Radio app. If you don't have the app, download it today. It's free to do so, free to listen, and you just might win something. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Trails are not always easy. That's why your boots need to fit and perform when you're outdoors. Itasca Footwear has been helping folks on their adventures for over 40 years. Itasca learned over the years that using only the highest quality materials and hardware is the way to make footwear for the whole family in all situations. Whether you're out elk hunting, chasing moose or whitetails, riding snowmobile trails, or ice fishing in sub-zero weather, Itasca Footwear will provide you not only a great fit, but comfort for all-day adventures. Itasca has sizes and styles for the whole family. You want to give them the same comfort and fit that you look for in footwear so everyone can enjoy their day. Look for Itasca Footwear, trusted by millions of customers at most major and family-owned retails. For more information or footwear styles, please go to www.itascabrands.com. Itasca Footwear, they will keep you on the move.
Hey guys, Jackie Bushman here with Buckmasters. When it comes to food plot seed and deer feed, the Mississippi-based Backwoods Attractions product line has you covered. From their food plot blends like Trophy Acre, Lazy Acre, Clover Deluxe, and the popular Dixie 6, to their attractants like Game Changer, Sweet Stuff, and Buck Robber. The best way to put it is, if you're not using Backwoods Attraction products, you better hope your neighbor isn't either. From small to large acreage, Backwoods Attraction has the feed and seed perfect for your hunting property. So do yourself a favor and swing by and support your local co-op or farm supply store and ask for Backwoods Attraction to set yourself up for a successful fall.
The previous show on 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN Des Moines was paid for by Outdoors Tradition TV, LLC.
KRNT Des Moines is 102.1 FM and 1350 ESPN.
Des Moines sports leader.
And that one's gone!
A Des Moines radio group station.
Justin Fields will be the starting quarterback. I really believe he's going to beat him out by week one, but the Steelers may have to start Russell Wilson, even though I don't think that's Mike Tomlin's personality. I don't think he gives a damn about feelings.
Amber Indian, weeknights at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on Sirius XM Channel 80.